Last time, Perek Tet, where Eov responded to Bildad. Now we're in Perek Yud, which is the second part of Eov's speech. And as we saw, in each of Eov's responses, the first part he responds to the person he's speaking to, and the second part he relates to Hashem in light of what he said to the friend in the first Perek. Obviously, the question we're going to want to ask ourselves is how Eov's responses to each one of the friends relates to the one before. And we're asking the question regarding the friends. How does what Bildad says relate to what Eliphaz said? How does what Tzofar says relate to what Bildad and Eliphaz said? And Eov is even more interesting because on the one hand, it's the same person. On the other hand, he's responding to different people who are making different points. So we spoke about Eov's response to Bildad in Perek Tet, and now we're going to see how he relates and speaks to Hashem differently in Perek Yud, as opposed to the way he spoke to Hashem after Eliphaz in Perek Zayin. So there definitely is a lot of similarity. You can look particularly at the conclusion of the two Prokim. They're very similar. I think there are two major differences as a point of introduction, and we'll get into the details in a moment. First of all, here, it's much more in first person. Eov is speaking about himself to God very much more sharply than in Perek Zayin. But maybe the more important difference is the content of his response. Because Eliphaz spoke in terms of Ra and Tov, Eov's response to both Eliphaz and to Hashem after his response to Eliphaz was in terms of Ra and Tov. Because Bildad is speaking in terms of Tzedek and Mishpat, Eov's response is about the lack of Tzedek or Mishpat. And there are really three parts to Eov's response, and you see the focus on Mishpat already from the very beginning. Let's take a look in Perek Yud. He says, Nakta nafshi b'chayai. I'm taking my soul with my life. I'm putting my life on the line. Ezva la'isichi adabra b'mar nafshi. I'm letting it go. I'm speaking out of the bitterness of my soul. And we've already seen Eov feels he has nothing to lose. And he's presenting himself, you know, his opinion very strongly, defiantly. Omar el Eloah. I'll say to God, Al tarshiyeni, don't convict me. Hodieni al matariveni. Let me know why you're fighting with me. Or in other words, Eov is presenting his case much like you would in a court case. Eov is not just the defender, he's the prosecutor. He's saying to God, is it fair what you're doing to me? And again, this presentation, putting God on trial, so to speak, is within the notion of tzedek u'mishpat. If Bildad said to Eov, what's happening to you is because of Mishpat and God is judging you, so Eov saying, okay, you want to do Mishpat? Let's do that. Now there are two subsections where Eov has what to say to God about what he's experiencing. The first is Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Zayin, and the second Pasuk Chet, and on. Let's begin with the first piece, and both of the two pieces end in the same way. That's why I call them a subset. It begins in Pasuk Gimel. Hatov lecha ki ta'ashok. Do you enjoy beating up on people? Again, I'm translating this in a rough way. Is it good for you to oppress people? Ki tim'as yegia kapecha. To show disgust, to cause disgust in the things you create. You create these things, and then you treat them with disgust. V'alatzat risha'im hofata. This is a very interesting phrase. And on the words, the advice, the defense of wicked people, you appear. Who wicked people does God appear in? I think Eov here is referring to the friends. The friends who are defending God, Eov sees as wicked. They're just attributing evil to Eov unfairly. Because you like being represented by these people? You like it? You like attacking innocent people and being represented by these fiends? Ha'enei vasar lach, im kirot enosh tireh. Do you have the eyes of a human? Do you see the way human beings see? Ha'chimei enosh yamecha, are your days like those of a mortal man? Im shenotecha ki megaver, are your years like man? The common denominator in all these psukim is, he's saying, isn't this too small for you, God? We understand that human beings would act this way. God, are you small like a human being? Do you like acting this way? Like a human being would act, like a person limited in time and days would act? Petty is the term we would use. You like acting petty? Ki tivakesh la'avoni u'lachatati tidrosh. Because you search after my sins. Yov feels that even if God has some justification for doing what he wants, it's only a justification. He's looking to attack him. The same way someone's looking out to nitpick on you, they'll find what to nitpick on you for. Why are you after me? Now, human beings, we understand. Human beings are petty people. We understand they get all kinds of jukim in their head, and they go after people. Does God act that way? He's dissing on God, right? He's saying, you like acting this way? Assuming, again, that it's unfair what he's doing. Would it be possible in your mind that I wouldn't be convicted? And no one can get away from you. God has this again. If a human being acts petty, it's one thing. You know, move to another state. You know, find some way around it. But when God acts petty, what are you going to do? I mean, it may seem surprising to us, but is it not understandable that Eov would feel this way? I think it's important to be able to appreciate these ideas because I think there are times when people feel this way. Hopefully we never will, but there definitely are times when some people do. It's got a difference between the two segments are Gimel Dalet Hey, he's describing what he sees as God's pettiness. Vav and Zayin, he's describing why he sees it that way. God is searching for his sins, nitpicking on him. Okay. In the next section, Chet and On, he gives another point about the backdrop to why it's strange that God is picking on him so much. Let's start in Pasuk Chet. Zichorna. Pasuk Chet. Yadecha itzvuni. Your hands fashioned me, vayasuni, and made me. Yachad saviv, wrapping around vativaleni, and swallowing me. Zichorna, remember ki chachomer asitani, you made me like material, ve'alafar teshiveni, and you return me to dust. Halo chechalav taticheni, you form me like milk, v'chagvina takpieni, and like cheese, you build me up. He's using these images to talk about God's creation of him, and we'll keep reading these pesukim in a second. But if you look back, the first unit ended in Pasuk Zayin. The second unit begins in Pasuk Chet. Yov uses an interesting tool here as a transition. Let's read the last part of the first section again, and then flow right into the second section. Pasuk Vav. Ki tefakesh la'avoni l'chatati tidrosh, al da'atcha ki lo ersha, v'ein miyadcha matzil, yadecho itzvuni v'yasuni yachad saviv v'tevaleni. God's hand. The truth is, the last three words in Pasuk Zayin were a little bit of, like a, out of nowhere. We're talking about how God is picking a man, and then he throws in, and you can't escape God. Ve'ein miyadcha matzil. And then he talks about, he begins his description of God building man with yadecho itzvuni ve'yasuni. You are the one who created me, continuing in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Aru vasar tal bisheni. You dress me with skin and flesh. Uva'atzamot v'gidim tesochecheni, bones and veins. Chayim v'chesed asita imadi ufkudat chasham raruchi. Gave me life and goodness in creating me, and your word is what kept me alive. He's talking about God's role as creator. V'eilet safanta vilvavecha. All this you know in your heart. Yadati kizotimach. I know that you know all this and that you've done this. What is the significance of God having created man? That's the question here. Because if you look at the sheet that I gave out, Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Tet, is a perek that's also built off the recognition of God's intimate knowledge of man based on the fact that he creates man. Lam natzeach leDavid mizmor Hashem chakartani vateida. You search me out and you know me. Atayadati shifti v'kumi bantalari merechok. You know my sitting and my getting up. You understand me as a friend would someone who's friendly with from a distance. You know every word I say. You created my front and back. You put your hand on me. And he goes on to say, Pasuk Zayin, where can I run from you? In Asak Shamayim Shamata. I go up to the sky, you're there. I go down below, you're there too. Esach Anfei Shachar Eshkena Ba'achrit Yam. Gam Sham Yadcha Tancheni V'tachazeni Yiminecha. You create me. You're everywhere. No matter what, no matter where. Pasuk Yudalid, Odchak al kinorot nifleiti niflim maasech v'nafshi odat mod. I thank you for how great your miracles are. You're with me everywhere. So one could talk about God's creation and God's knowledge and God's presence as a very positive thing. That's David in Sefer Tehillim. Obviously, Eov sees God's creation and intimate knowledge as being a bad thing because when you know someone, when you know something, you can use that in multiple ways. You could use that to help the person. If you have a friend you know very well, a sibling you know very well, you know what inspires them, what sets them off, right? So you can use it one of two ways. David talks about how God uses his intimate knowledge based on creation and his continued presence everywhere to help man. Yov sees it very differently. Because what do? Pasuk Yudalit. Im chatati ushmartani. If I sin, you watch it, you see it, you maintain it. Umeavuni lo tinakeni. And you don't cleanse me of it. You don't say, okay, I know man, let me figure out how to help him. No, you punish me for it. Im rashati, if I did something wicked, alalai, woe is to me. Vitzadakti lo asaroshi. Sevakalon rei on you. You renew your assault on me. You express your frustration with me, knowing me from the inside. I would say, you know, people have workmen who work in their house. You have a plumber, you have a carpenter, a person who a tile layer. The most important person that you really have to make sure it's the right person, someone you can trust, is the one who installed the alarm. Because he knows the codes. Now, the person who knows the codes can be there to help you. You forget the code, you don't know how to start off the alarm, you know, it's not working, it's malfunctioning, call them, they know the code. They can also use the code. And that's really, God is the creator of man, knows him inside out. Eov would like, he would use that to help cleanse man, to understand man and therefore show him mercy. But instead, God uses every angle Eov is feeling to attack man. And this is how Chet, the second section, Chet through Zion, similar to Gimel through Zion in the ending, particularly Vav through Zion and Yudal through Zion. The common theme is Eov feels that God sits and is medactic on man's sins, not to cleanse, but to seek revenge, to punish. And there's no way around. There's no way to run. And now he returns in Pasuk Yud Chet to the common theme we saw already from Perek Gimel. The Lama Merechem Hot Seitani. Why did you take me out of the womb? Egva V'ayin Lo Tireni. It would have been better if I perished and wasn't seen by anyone. Kasher Lo Hayiti Eyeh Mibeten Lakever Uval. Would have been best to go from the womb straight to burial. Skip over life. From the Rechem to the Kever, a place where we're safe, protected from the world. And again, by asking this question, why did God bring me into this world of suffering, is an implication of that question, that God seeks for man to suffer. So the difference is how the terms you use to describe it. The commonality is Eov's feeling that God isn't seeking the best of man. Remember, Bildad asked a question, if we go back to Perek Chet, Hakel Yavet Mishpat. Would God judge unfairly? Perek Chet, Pasuk Gimel, Ha'el Yavet Mishpat, Ve'im Shaddai Yavet Tzedek. Would God do that? Eov's response is, I'll put it in our terms, even the Nazis had courts. There's a difference between having a system of laws and whether the laws are just. Just to say there are laws and we're sticking to the law doesn't mean the laws are fair. And that's why the Torah writes, "Bitzedek tishpot amitecha," because it's one thing to judge. It's another thing to judge with the goal of tzedek in mind. Yeah, you're right, God has rules. Are the rules set in a way that the one who knows man can help man succeed, grow, get past his sins and problems? Or are the rules set in a way that God finds man on the smallest offenses and can drive him crazy? And an interesting example of this, on the one hand and on the other hand, let's take a look at the second source in the sheet that I gave out. It's taken from the Tfilah of Yom HaKippurim of the Sfaradim. It's a piece written by Rav Shlomo Eben Gibirol. Elokai, im avoni min so gadol. If my sin is too much to bear, mata asel shimcha gadol. What will it do to you? Remember, we saw you of expressing this earlier. It's very much built off the themes of you. Let's say it's too bad. Would it hurt you? Is it going to impact you? Is it going to cause some problem? If I don't seek your mercy, who can I turn to? And if you come after me for my sins, I'll run from you to you. There's nowhere else for me to run, and that's why I turn to you. Zichorna ki kachomer asitani. You just read this from Eov. Remember that you created me like material, uveilat lot nisitani, and you gave me this these tests. Alkein lotif go to like him alalai v'al tachileni pripa alai. So don't do what I deserve. Don't treat me the way I deserve to be treated, because you know that you set me up for this. I mean, you've created me as a human being who falls. So he's turning to God the same way Eov is not, like Eov is, he's turning out of frustration, feeling that he's not getting mercy. Eben Gibirol is using the themes of Eov as a way of searching for mercy. See something along the lines of Eov's complaint. If we take a look at Yeshayahu Perek Chofchet, a very famous one of the Haftarot, where he's criticizing the people of Yerushalayim for not living a just life. Et mi yoredea, is that term, right? Yoredea. Who can be shown knowledge, or can show knowledge? Et mi yavin shmua, gmulei mechalav atikei mishadayim, those who nursed from the breasts young children. Ki tzav letzav, tzav letzav, kav lekav, kav lekav, zeir sham, zeir sham. Made in the Freshman explain, this is the way they would learn the alphabet and laws. A point, 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 follow. Like teacher, student. Tzav, okay, tzav. Kav, kav. We're showing point by point the details of the letters of the law. The problem is, and he goes on to describe in Pasuk Yud Gimel, this system is a system that people can fail in. Why? Because if all we know are the dry laws, if all we know are the details of the system, but not the goals of the system, if you don't know the goal of tzedek, then the system can be used for a terrible injustice. An excellent example is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they judged people based on din. The Gemara says, what else should they have judged with? The Gemara said they didn't go lefnim mishur hadin. And what it means is, if you don't understand the goal and don't have the sensitivities of what the mission is, and you're a stickler for the law, it's possible to really stick it to people that way, to really injure people, to be insensitive to people. And that's what God is saying, that's what Eov is saying in response to Bildad, right? He's saying it's fine to use the term mishpat. The question is what the goals of the mishpat are. The question is what man's life becomes under this system of mishpat. The commonality between Perek Yud and Perek Zayin is the assumption that God's mission in the world, or that God sets the world up for man's suffering. The difference is the term. Is the term Ra, or is the term Mishpat? But those are just terms. And that's Eos' point, and how he continues his response.